summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's now 9:15, Monday the 26th of September. It's time now for Market Watch. And Ibrahim Sani is standing by to speak to Benny Lee, Chief Market Strategist at Jupiter Securities.
Good morning, Benny. Plenty of market activities around the world. And after watching on the sidelines of the BOJ decision last week, as well as the Fed meetings, the KLCI ended slightly higher last week. What should we be looking out for this week, Benny?
Hi, morning, Ibrahim. Well, I think we're probably going to expect a more volatile market this week. The market is going to be divided by the bulls, which are driven by the Bank of Japan and U.S. Federal move, and also is divided by the bears, which are driven by the weaker ringgit. And also, they are basically quite, the sentiment was quite weak because of the quarterly results that we have seen earlier, and also the stronger U.S. dollar because of the U.S. Fed move. And this, in fact, will also weaken the ringgit. So eventually, I'm expecting the market to end up lower after a volatile week because I think the bearish factors may continue to outweigh the bullish factors. Furthermore, we can also see further news of layoffs from companies and also the recent turmoil faced by one of the world's biggest container carrier, which is Hanjin. And this could send a negative message to the market. So for the performance-wise, I'm expecting the KLCI to actually trade between 1650 and 1680 points, and probably it's going to end near the bottom of the range.
So it's interesting that you brought up Hanjin and the shipping industry. Westports Holdings Berhad Executive Chairman Tan Sri Nanalingam this morning says that he was not too worried about the developments in the region as long as the ports keep on improving its level of efficiency. How do you think the ports in Malaysia will function amidst these global developments?
Well, I think it's a global issue. It's not just a Malaysian issue. I think there has been too many shipping companies have expanded quite aggressively in the past few years. We are seeing ships. Actually getting much bigger, and of course, you know, the operational costs will be higher, especially if the buyers, in this case of Hanjin, we can see that the problem is not actually between the Hanjin operational costs itself, but because of the buyers were actually not paying up. And there are many factors that may lead to this. But, of course, the problem is, again, the business growth in the economy, which is quite weakening, at this point of time.
So we spoke a little bit about the U.S. dollar and its movement. How do you think the ringgit will perform this week? What are the key factors that we should be looking out for?
Well, I think the ringgit is probably going to be continue to be weaker. Unless, you know, the Malaysian Central Bank is going to, you know, lower the interest rates to actually spruce up the economy and also the ringgit. But you know, after the Federal Reserve move, we're probably going to see the U.S. dollar strengthening. And on the chart itself, we can already see the U.S. dollar strengthening against the ringgit since July. And if you're actually looking at the U.S. dollar moving towards the resistance at 4 ringgit, 16 cents ringgit to a U.S. dollar. And at this point of time, I mean, there will not be a lot of significance if the ringgit moves towards 416. But if it does break out above 416, then we're probably going to see a much weaker ringgit, and the ringgit probably move to 426. Well, this generally may not be good for the equity market, but may provide some opportunities in the export-oriented companies.
So with this in mind, you touched a little bit about Bank Negara. It seems that the policy accommodation from Bank Negara is still on the question mark. And since this is the case, what kind of risk appetite should investors be expecting?
Well, if let's say the Bank Negara lower the interest rate, we're probably going to expect this to be a short-term bullish catalyst. But, you know, fundamentally, in the mid to long term, I don't see this helping out the economy, economic growth. As we can see, for the past 1 year itself, the market is actually not moving anywhere. The KLCI was about this level since the beginning of this year, and it's now at the same level itself. And even if you look at the quarterly reports, we only see a good quarterly report in the first quarter, and the second and third quarter was not that strong, and this leads to a bearish movement or a bearish trend. So I'm expecting basically still a weaker market this year, and therefore market sentiment. I mean, the market should not be too aggressive in their investments, and it's also trading. Because we are looking at quite a weak bearish market sentiment at this point of time.
So with this in mind, what would be some of the key stocks that we need to watch out for?
Well, I'm not going to mention any stocks, but the KLCI has been trending downwards in the past few months, and from the chart comparison, there are three sectors that are bucking the bearish trend, and they are the property, construction, and plantation sectors. So these are the three sectors, and we also may see some favour from the weakening ringgit in export-oriented companies for the short term.
Thank you. That was Benny Lee, Chief Market Strategist at Jupiter Securities. And now Julian Ng is standing by to speak to Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer from Jevons Global.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!